It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. The second open enrollment period for the Maryland Health Exchange begins in a little over a month. Last year, the exchange sputtered and faltered from day one through the fall. The site performed so badly, Maryland has adopted Connecticut's exchange structure to use this year. With me to talk about how the exchange will work this year is Carolyn Katraki, head of the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Sheila.
You've announced that you'll phase in the rollout this year, beginning November 9th. Walk us through how that will work.
Sure. It'll be our kickoff week, which will begin November 9th. What consumers will be able to do on November 9th is something we call anonymous browsing. This is something people really wanted last year and we weren't able to provide, so we're pleased to be able to allow consumers to come to the website, look around, see what plans are being offered, shop, compare, enter some very basic information, and get an estimated eligibility determination to find out how much financial assistance they could qualify for, and do all that before they create an account and make their application. And then November 15th, we will have our first enrollment fair, and that will be the opportunity for consumers to come in person and enroll at a fair that will be in Anne Arundel County. We'll have more details about that in the next few days. Then the following day, on the 16th, the call center will open to allow Marylanders to call and enroll through the call center. Then over the next couple of days, they can get in-person assistance around the state at various locations and enroll with, as I said, a consumer assistance worker who can help them in person. And then on the 19th, everyone will be able to go to the website and do it by themselves.
How is the site different than what people saw last year?
Well, we're using the Connecticut system, and it was one of the highest functioning, most successful exchanges in the country. So it's a very simple, easy to use, easy to navigate website. That in and of itself will be a better consumer experience. We'll also have a number of other things. We'll have a new front end of the website, the consumer information part, that'll be available in Spanish and English, gives consumers a lot of information about health insurance and how to apply and what they need to have with them when they apply, that kind of information. We have something we're calling the Level 2 Help Desk, and that will be a specialized team to deal with escalate really complicated cases. It'll be a resource for our consumer assistance workers, the navigators and assisters, caseworkers, brokers around the state who will be helping folks. And we have also expanded our call center.
So open enrollment ends February 15th.
Right.
If someone has insurance now through the Maryland Health Connection, what happens if they don't apply by then?
Yes, that I'm glad you brought that up, actually. If people who currently have coverage through Maryland Health Connection don't do anything, their coverage will be renewed on January 1st by their carrier. The important point, though, is that their financial assistance will not carry forward. So that's the first reason we're encouraging all consumers with coverage today to come back through the system and get a new eligibility determination to find out exactly what financial assistance they qualify for this year. Because, you know, many things can change the exact amount of subsidy that someone is entitled to get. You know, income may have changed slightly, a spouse lost a job or got a new job. We also have different plans with different rates, and so that can affect the amount of financial assistance.
So even if you keep the same, even if you don't change your coverage, it could cost you more.
Or less, you know, that the key is to make sure you get it right. So we want consumers to come back through, get the right amount of financial assistance. And the other reason is, you know, we're very pleased that we have a lot of new plans this year and some of the lowest rates in the country. Again, we're pleased for consumers in that regard. And so we encourage, you know, Marylanders to come back and make sure that they're in the right plan, you know, shop around, compare, and ensure that the plan they have is best suited to their family's needs.
That's Carolyn Katraki, head of the Maryland Health Connection, the state's online insurance marketplace, here on Maryland Morning, WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about the second enrollment period. We spoke yesterday with Peter Bielenson, founder and CEO of Evergreen Health Cooperative, one of the insurers on the exchange. And here's what he told producer Matt Purdy.
The biggest issue is health insurance literacy. The vast majority of Marylanders and Americans, for that matter, do not understand health insurance. And the Affordable Care Act, while increasing access to care and making it more affordable, also makes the system more complex because people don't understand it.
What did last year's open enrollment period teach you that consumers need to know that they might not tend to know?
Well, sort of in a global sense, what it taught us is exactly what Mr. Bielenson said. It remains a complicated decision for people, and they really do often, you know, the website and the whole point of the marketplace is to make it easier to shop and compare plans and enroll in insurance coverage. But people still really do like, you know, assistance, somebody on the phone or in-person assistance explaining the various terms, coinsurance and copays and deductibles and what all that means. And so one takeaway from last year is that where we were able to provide that kind of in-person assistance, it was really successful and appreciated. So we had about 6 or 7 enrollment fairs towards the end of open enrollment last time around. We're increasing that 4 times. We'll have about 24 or 5 throughout the enrollment period. In various locations around the state, we'll have details about times and dates and locations coming out shortly. But we found that those to be very successful, where people, you know, on a weekend, they're off work, they can go and sit down with someone and really talk through all of these sort of various considerations and complexities.
As of the beginning of this month, more than 80,000 people have enrolled in private coverage through the Maryland Health Connection. How many people are you expecting this coming year?
You know, we don't have any specific projections. We are, as I said, making a big push to get everybody who's currently enrolled back through, and that will be a big part of our effort. And then we want to reach as many of the uninsured as we can. I also, you know, particularly those who can qualify for financial assistance. And you asked a few minutes ago what we found last year is important for people to know. Another really, really big point I want to make that we learned both last year and in surveys that we've done since over the summer about, you know, Marylanders' familiarity with Maryland Health Connection and the opportunities to get insurance. So many people still don't understand how much financial assistance is available and the fact that they may very well qualify for it. And we really want to get that message out to folks who may have sort of vaguely heard about this, but think to themselves, oh, you know, I'm not sure what that's all about, and I'm sure I wouldn't qualify for it anyway. And the message is many, many Marylanders can get substantial financial assistance to afford this coverage, and it's really important that they get it for themselves and their families.
I suspect a lot of Marylanders, especially ones who had a bad experience on the health exchange last year, are very skeptical when they hear that you and others say, it's going to be ready, it's going to be very good this year. What's your clincher argument? Why should people have faith in this?
Well, first I'll say, you know, we did some surveys out in the field over the summer to test how familiar people were and what their feelings about Maryland Health Connection were. And we were actually surprised that the favorability metric was higher than we expected, and particularly among the uninsured and people who ended up getting coverage through Maryland Health Connection. But, you know, what I would ultimately say about those about that to those who are skeptical is come. Please come. Check it out. Anonymous browsing, as I said, is available to folks. You don't have to create an account. You can come and see what it's all about and navigate the site and see the plans that are offered. We'll have 57 plans at all different metal levels and lots of different aspects of those plans that people should really check out for themselves and make their own judgment. And I'm sure, I'm very confident they'll be pleased.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Carolyn Katraki, head of the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange. Penalties under Obamacare for not having health insurance will rise in the second year. Instead of 1% of income, it could be 2% of your household income, or $325 for each person in the household to a maximum of just under $1,000. You'll be able to start checking out plans on MarylandHealthConnection.gov on November 9th. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/MarylandMorning, and more of this interview about what the second year of sign-up means for small businesses. I'm Sheila Cast, ahead on Maryland Morning, what a shopping cart might teach us about drug addiction. Stay with us on 88.1.